Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home, which is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Restoring and understanding, what does God say about us as a people and a nation and the world? Today, according to the Bible, we are living in the last days. And we are living in a time that produces unspeakable evils. Now, we just witnessed another massacre. And this year, we've had a number of them, haven't we? Why do we have them? How does that take place? Why do these things occur? Well, we will see that it's because of our sins against God. Oh, but we're good people. Are you really? What defines good? What defines truth? If it's not the Word of God. And we will see that there is almost an even proportion that works out this way. As you push God aside, evil fills the vacuum. When evil fills the vacuum, then we're confronted with what it says there in Matthew, the 24th chapter, that lawlessness shall be multiplied. Not just increased, but multiplied, growing exponentially. And the worst kind of lawlessness is the lawlessness that is our unrighteous decrees enacted by the government and by religion and by science. Stop and think for a minute. This country is no longer what it was when it was first founded. Founded on the principle that there is a creator who gives us rights, not the government. There is a God whom we must obey and fear, greater than the government. That we have a responsibility to love God and love our neighbor. And that we are to teach our children the things of the Bible. And the reason we are where we are today, and it's going to get worse, because so many unrighteous decrees have been enacted into law. And when that happens, we come under the power of the evil one, Satan the devil, and he is called the God of this world because the world has rejected the true God. And so what everyone thinks is true and good and right has so much evil mixed in with it that it's like eating a fine meal of the best food laced with poison and death, so that no good can come of it. We're also told in Revelation 12:9 that ancient serpent, Satan the devil, is deceiving the whole world. Now let me ask you a question. Does that apply to your neighbor or to the government? Do you think you have any part in that? Ask yourself, do I believe and understand the truth of the Word of God? Do you even read your Bible? Do you even know what's in the Bible? If you don't, you do not have an idea or a clue as to what's going on. Because you see, it tells us in Romans, the first chapter, that when men reject God and suppress the truth, which is His Word, in unrighteousness, those are the unlawful and lawless decrees. And we will see that what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, was no accident. That what happened was the result of the combined community sin. Oh, well, what could that be? These are nice, wonderful people there. Why, it's just lovely that the secularists who reject God and say, well, all human beings are good. It's a wonderful environment. It was a wonderful school, a wonderful community, and we're all educated. And the whole state is a wonderful state. And if just the rest of the United States could be like Connecticut, just think how much better off that the whole nation would be. And they have the high education around there, the elite colleges, the elite industries, and they think that they know better than God. They are leaders in secularism. They are leaders in liberalism. They are leaders in promoting lawless laws that bring the judgment of sin upon them because they have rejected God. Oh, but we're all religious. Really? Does God want religion, or does he want truth? Now let's see why this event occurred. Now you have to follow through, and you have to understand. You can't go to the psychologist and psychiatrist who have rejected God and ask them, can you tell me why there's evil? They don't know, because they don't believe in Satan the devil, that he is there. The Bible shows we can overcome him through the word of God. But secular humanism gets rid of God, and you have no power against Satan. And he comes in with lying deceptions and lawless laws. And they multiply and they expand to where then the sin becomes so great that it's just like a house of cards and it collapses upon itself. And that's what's happened, as I will show you, with all of these massacres that have taken place this year. We have Newtown, Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and Virginia Tech. Wild gunmen come in and shoot and kill. Oh, let's get rid of guns. No, the guns didn't do it. They were only instrumentalities of evil by evil people. And why? Why against such a little school and killing 20 children? Where was God? Why did he allow it? Why didn't God stop it? That's what everybody asks. But what does God reveal? So let's read it here in Romans, the first chapter. Because did you try and stop evil judgments by your church, your parish? Did you obey God's word? Did you go against the evil enactments that they wanted to bring in? Or do you agree with them? Or did you vote for them? Now you see, there's a serious consequence for every society that rejects God. When Governor Huckabee said on his video program concerning this,
on Friday, Neil Cavuto asked me, where was God? And I said that for 50 years, we've systematically attempted to have God removed from our schools, our public activities. But then at the moment we have a calamity, we wonder where he was.
And he got hate mail, hate emails, and so forth, because people do not understand the truth, and they're not willing to accept what God says. But the truth is, if you don't accept what God says, you are accepting what Satan says, regardless of the niceness of the presentation of it. You need to think on that. So this is going to be kind of a heart-to-heart from the Word of God to you and see how you stand before God and see if you agree with the Word of God or you want to continue in your sinful secularism of rejecting God, because I'm going to tell you what God says happens every time that it occurs. Now, here in Romans, the first chapter, one of the most inspired chapters in the whole Bible, because it covers sin past, clear back to the time of Adam and Eve, to sin forward to the return of Jesus Christ. Every society, every empire, every state, every country, every city, every family. And remember, all of these things come automatically, because God has given us free will. He has set before us life and death, good and evil, blessing and cursing. But he commands us to choose life and to love him. Now we need to understand, if you choose the other, you are choosing death, you are choosing destruction, you are choosing misery, you are choosing pain, because the curses run just exactly like the blessings. If you love and obey God, blessings come automatically. If you reject God and don't keep his laws and commandments, cursings come automatically. And they build up, they build up, they build up, they build up, and God turns you loose to your own devices. Now let's see it. Verse 18, Romans 1. Indeed, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Think of this. You go to church on Sunday? Go ask your priest or your minister, which day does the Bible say is the day of worship on a weekly basis? And they will say, oh, well, it's the Sabbath, but the church does it on Sunday today. Can a man tell God what to do? Can a man undo a commandment of God? See, there would be no problem with the shooting over there in Newtown if we did away with the law against murder. Oh, but we need that. Really? Then why don't you need the Sabbath when you can have fellowship in connection with God? Do you not need that more than that? Suppress the truth, which is the Word of God, the commandments of God, the laws of God, the statutes of God. And they suppress it. Oh, we don't need that. Oh, we don't want to be religious. Oh, we don't want to impose a religion upon anyone. And yet they are imposing the worst religion possible on the whole nation, secular humanism and the rejection of God and the complete destruction of the law and truth of God. Think about it. We've gotten rid of God from schools. No prayer, no study of God's word. And children do not know what to do. Remember what Jesus said? Let the little children come to me. But do you bring Jesus to the little children in school? No. In their unrighteousness, they have banned the Bible. They have banned the Word of God. You cannot pray. You cannot think anything of the Word of God. But we'll teach the little kiddies to be nice. Do you do that with video games? How are you going to teach them to be good and honest and upright citizens and adults if you take away the only guide to do it? Oh, but we know better. Really? Are you greater than God? I need to think about it. Let's go on. Because that which may be known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. The very word of God, the Bible, is there. It's there. but because of lying religionists who don't want this and don't want that, and because of secularism on this side, because of humanism on this side, and because we must be nice people. We don't need anyone telling us what to do, and I want my sexual freedom, and I want my rights as a woman, and I want my rights as a homosexual, and I want my rights for same-sex marriage. Really? All of those are sin. In school, we teach evolution. How's that? You know, throw a big bunch of mud right up on the mirror and look at it and say, there I am. What are children going to think? Oh, well, we evolved from monkeys and chimpanzees and gorillas. Really? Why are they so stupid even today? And can't even come near to human intelligence. God says all you have to do is look around. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him are perceived from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that were made, both his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now think about that. You want to stop slaughters like all of these massacres that I just covered for you today? If you don't understand, evil comes from Satan the devil, number one source. Lies come from Satan the devil, number one source. Evil comes from the human heart, number two source. Lies come from the human heart, number two source. And you combine those together, and you mix in a little good, and you've got a grand deception that blinds your perspective of life and understanding of why we're here and where we're going. Verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own reasonings, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Look at higher education. Look at the experts. You can't bring in anything about God. Could you sit down with Charlie Rose and tell him, look, you're part of the educated power elite, but you really don't know anything because your eyes are blinded and your knowledge is blinded by the education that you have. Oh, that's nasty to say that. But God has said it. It's right here. It's not originating with me. You could point this out to any number of people. Look at our higher education, wherever it is. While professing themselves to be the wise ones, they became fools. Now, what happens when you do that? There's an automatic law that takes place. God doesn't have to come down and do it. The sins of the people do it. Individually, collectively, community-wise, state-wise, nationally. In whatever country there is around the world, God is no respecter of persons. Now, because they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man and birds and four-footed creatures and creeping things for this cause. Now notice, God lets everyone go their way, giving plenty of time for repentance and change until they refuse to repent. Then there comes a time when God has to let them go to their own devices. So let's read it. Verse 24, for this cause God also abandoned them to uncleanness through the lust of their hearts, to disgrace their bodies between themselves. Sexual perversion, sin, adultery, fornication, homosexuality. And now, evil has abounded so much that they are producing a new Bible called Queen James, the homosexual approved Bible, where they have changed the Word of God into a lie. Where is all of this going to go? Well, we better learn some lessons. Now, we can do so in our personal lives. But in the communities and things, it's going to be a different story. Verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and they worshipped and served the created more than the one who is creator, who is blessed into the ages. Amen. Now, once again, notice. And here, there are four steps of God abandoning people and leaving them over to their own devices. Verse 26, for this cause God abandoned them to disgraceful passions, for even their women changed the natural use of sex into that which is contrary to nature. And in the same manner also the men, having left the natural use of sex with women, were inflamed in lustful passions toward one another, men with men shamelessly committing lewd acts and receiving within themselves a fitting penalty for their error. Does that describe our society? How's our country doing being cut off from God? How is your community doing by denying God? How are your schools doing with secular atheism and rampant sex education with politically correct instructions concerning understanding about homosexuals beginning in kindergarten? Isn't that wonderful that we're freeing these little children from sexual aberrations and prejudices? Notice verse 28, and in exact proportion as they did not consent to have God in their knowledge, God abandoned them to a reprobate mind, which means void of judgment. And having no guide to stop evil, having no standard for right and wrong, with a reprobate mind to practice those things that are immoral. And then every wickedness and evil and immorality and terrible human nature comes to the fore like a great overwhelming mold that just destroys everything in its path and chokes everything that is true and corrupts everything that it touches. That's how it is in the world here. Now we're going to see how that fits with understanding the Bible perspective on what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, and Aurora, Colorado, and Littleton, Colorado, and Clackamas, Oregon, and Virginia Tech, and all of the other places. It's because of rejecting God. Now, to understand the perspective on these things, you need our book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because in that, it tells you how to get your life squared around and return to God. God is pleading with these things. Return to me. Why will you yet be stricken more and more? Why will you continue in the way that you are going? So these are very difficult things to understand. And it's going to take several segments more in order to fully understand it. You're not going to get a tweeter answer for the horrendous things of the evil that people go through. So please be sure and follow through on all the segments. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.